pandemics and weight. Then came the next imbalance of the food matrix.
At the outset of the 20th century, we began to understand the consequences of some aspects of agriculture, living near animal livestock. We learned that this arrangement was, in fact, a principal architect of zoonotic infections.
Most people are familiar with the 1918 flu pandemic, originating from a pig farm in Kansas. This type of infection is referred to as zoonotic because it transmits to humans from animals. The virus hit when the world was engulfed in war and quickly spread via highly mobile troops traveling all over the globe. As a result, untold millions lost their lives to this dreaded disease. It was known to target young, healthy people.
To history, this outbreak became known by the more familiar moniker, the Spanish flu. It occurred near the end of World War I, and, in the interest of national security, most countries chose not to report their actual death tolls from the virus. Yet, Spain did. Inevitably, the virus became strongly associated with the northern European nation and dubbed the Spanish flu.
In 1918, the rate of obesity was much less than today, and no statistics are available to show the impact of the Spanish flu on the weight challenged. I suspect, however, a similar pattern would appear as with any pandemic, which initially affected the elderly and those with high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, immunocompromised, and overweight.
Another zoonotic germ emerged to drive yet another worldwide pandemic, the 2020 COVID-19. This virus hit at the height of global overweight and obesity. The SARS-CoV-2 virus quickly spread across the globe by traveling the airways. Enormous amounts of data were collected, which revealed how it targeted the vulnerable, particularly the weight challenged.
This population had the highest rates of comorbid conditions. According to the CDC, obesity tripled the risk of hospitalization. 90% of patients with COVID-19 and severe weight were likely to suffer severe disease and death. Intubation and ventilation were more difficult for these severely ill patients. In July 2020, doctors were beginning to report that even moderate weight problems increased a person's chances of dying from COVID-19 by 40%.
Weight is strongly associated with increased risk of severe illness and death from coronavirus disease. As the waves of the pandemic crashed the shores of all nations, the emergence of new strains continued to threaten global medical systems, and vaccination strategies were implemented across the world. Scientists published a review in late 2021.
In this review, they discussed the potential mechanisms linking excess body weight with COVID-19 morbidity. Elevated body weight contributes to metabolic dysfunction, chronic inflammation, impaired immunological responses, and multisystem disorders, which increase vulnerability to severe illness during this pandemic. Evidence from previous pandemics suggests that even vaccines are less effective in the obese population over the long term.
They concluded, lifestyle changes can boost metabolic health and immunity that is critical to mitigating the risk of severe illness from viral infections. There is evidence that intermittent fasting is a strategy that reduces the impact of COVID-19.
Experts warn, while the attention currently is focused on COVID-19 vaccination, and rightfully so, the nation cannot lose sight of the work that awaits when the pandemic is controlled. The nation needs to find ways people can support their weight loss journeys and create long-term success. Consequently, if we take care of the obesity epidemic, we can almost guarantee the nation will see a drop in rates of heart disease, diabetes, stroke, kidney disease, hypertension, and liver disease, all of which are risk factors for developing severe infection.
Such events present a menacing message. What other circumstance, one greater than the COVID-19 pandemic, lurks around the corner that may further endanger the weight challenge? The growth of uncontrolled weight is a ticking time bomb that is placing us in the crosshairs of more pandemics to come.
The beneficial effects of fasting hunger on conditions like weight, inflammation, and aging holds the potential to minimize risks associated with pandemics like COVID-19 and reduce modern society's offspring, silent killers. By taking this view, we can begin to see the benefits of managing hunger to mitigate health crises like viral infections.
Our challenge is to tolerate dietary restrictions without anxiety over this unpleasant sensation, learning to live with it as a part of our daily nutritional experience rather than spending our days trying to eliminate it.
A growing number of people are embracing healthy strategies involving hunger management such as time-restricted feeding and intermittent fasting.
The principles and practice of hunger management will improve our chances for a better outcome during pandemics. Next, let's look into a crystal ball.
What will the future historians say about this era in human history? Perhaps it will be described as a time of food overconsumption and carbon fuels.